Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. As winter descends on Wisconsin, the cold sets in, our fair weather and fair feathered friends often take an extended vacation down south.
But as many of Wisconsin's native birds leave for warmer weather, another group of birds begins to make its home in frost-laden forests and prairies around this state.
Lindsay Obermeyer is the manager of the Raptor Program at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. Lindsay, thanks so much for speaking with me here on Lake Effect.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So I think there's this common misperception that, you know, wintertime comes and then all the birds leave. But as I was doing some research into this, it seems like there are actually some birds that come into our area during the winter.
This is correct. Yeah, and it's actually surprising. We do notice, you know, the lack of birds as they migrate south. But for some birds, Wisconsin is south for them. And so, yeah, they come down here. They can be seen in our bird feeders. They can be seen in big fields. And we can keep our eyes just as peeled in the winter as we do during the summertime.
What kinds of birds end up coming into Wisconsin for the winter?
So we'll find a lot of birds that are more from northern Canada and the Arctic. Even smaller birds like purple finches and red poles, pine siskins will come in. So these are little birds we can continue to feed at our feeders. And then the ones that really get a lot of attention are the larger birds that are much more noticeable, like our raptor friends. So our raptors, when we say that, I'm talking about hawks and owls and like eagles and falcons. Those are what we consider raptors. And especially in the wintertime, one of the most popular raptors that comes into Wisconsin is the snowy owl, because they're so strikingly beautiful. So they come and visit us, as well as northern harriers, rough-legged hawks, and we can enjoy seeing them here while they spend their winters with us.
One of my colleagues was actually saying that he and his son had seen about 3 snowy owls this winter, and that's part of why we're having this conversation.
Yeah. We are in the middle of a very large eruption year for snowy owls. And so when I say that, the word eruption, we can think of it as invasion almost. So these birds aren't necessarily migrating like our sandhill cranes would migrate. It is actually tied to a high food availability during the breeding season in the Arctic. So this past summer, snowy owls had a lot of food up there. They really like to eat lemmings, which are a small rodent. So there were a lot of lemmings, which means that the adult breeding snowies were able to produce more chicks. So what happens then, when it's wintertime like now, those first-year birds have to leave because there's no territory for them to find food. So they will come and visit us here in Wisconsin. We have such a large number this year. The last number that I heard were 200 individuals of snowies in Wisconsin. They've actually been seen in 63 of our 72 counties in the state. Very high numbers. And it's exciting to see it. It happens about every 4 years.
How many counties around Milwaukee have they been seen in?
Almost all of them, yeah. If you want to think about where these birds are going to be found, it's pretty much open landscapes. So think about where they are, where they can live in the Arctic, large open spaces. They'll be found in grasslands, open marshland, and here in the along the lakefront. A couple come down and hang out here in downtown Milwaukee, where they can look over the lake, and there's large areas to look. And these are the areas that they'll prefer. So as long as, you know, they have that and they can hunt appropriately, they'll hang out in those areas.
What is it about Wisconsin during the winter that makes it attractive to both the songbirds and the raptors?
That's a very good question. we see our winter birds primarily because we fall just right in that pathway of them. They can just continue to follow things south until they find habitat that's suitable for their food, especially these smaller songbirds who during the summertime will eat insects and seeds. They'll come down here and continue to eat our seed. But they come down to Wisconsin. They're also found like along the East Coast, the New England area. But we have these large expansive lands, farmlands, where especially like our raptors can continue to find their prey, their rodents that they need, and they prefer to be here. Maybe they like the Packers. You know, they're Packer fans.
Big Packer fans, yeah. Are there any local birds or birds that we think of as being local in spring and summer that do winter over and are still active in Wisconsin?
Oh, most definitely. There's just few of them. What they're actually finding with some raptor populations that used to be migrants, which means that every winter they would leave, some of our raptor populations, like our peregrine falcons and our American kestrels, they'll actually stay here now because they are able to find their food. As long as a bird or an animal in general can find food and it has proper shelter, it wants to stay where it lives. So so we can see, like these raptors, we can see red-tailed hawks throughout the year. Our bald eagles stay here throughout the entire year. We can just see them kind of using different areas depending on where the food availability is.
So if you're someone who is brave enough to venture out into the cold in Milwaukee or the kind of surrounding areas and you know, go bird watching, where should you go?
If you're brave enough, and there are many of us out there that are, it depends on what you're looking for, really. And a great way to go birding in the winter is by using your own vehicle as your birding blind. So here in Milwaukee, I mean, you can go down to the ferry, stay in your car, and see what kind of raptors and water birds, shorebirds you can see. But there are other areas. So the Buena Vista grasslands are another place. A lot of our natural areas, like Horicon Marsh, you want to kind of just check out these natural national and state parks, and that's where you can see these guys. And you can sit in your car, stay warm, sip your coffee, and go birding.
All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming and speaking with us about birds in winter in the Milwaukee area. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Lindsay Obermeyer is the Raptor Program Manager at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. The Nature Center hosts its own day of winter hiking and bird watching on January 28th, where you can meet their resident snowy owl named Windchill McLeod. For information and to see photos of Mr. McLeod, head to WUWM.com.